Well, Jack Falvey was one of the, I suppose, the great forgotten footballers of Kerry. 1939, he won a Kerry County Championship medal with Cairns O'Rahillies. In 1941, he won Railway Cup football medal. And in 1945, a Kerry County Championship medal with Mid Kerry. And 1941, he won a Munster Football Championship medal. 46 Munster Football Championship medal. And in 1946, of course, he also won an All-Ireland medal with Kerry in that legendary final against Roscommon, the draw and the replay. Of course, he won four Army medals. In 1943, a Championship Army Football Medal. In 1943, an Army Medical Services Football Championship. And then with the 9th Battalion, he won a football medal, and it was dated back to 1945. And he also was a renowned boxer, and he won a boxing medal in the Army. So, Sean O'Donnell, Sean, first of all, and you're very welcome to the programme. And come here, what do we know about this man, where he was born? Because he seems to be forgotten a bit.
Well, he is, I suppose. He was born in Blenheim, above the cottages, across from the pumps now, the shear shop. And he grew up, I suppose. I only know him from about 42 on.
Yeah.
I was very young at the time, but I was going to play football with him. When he'd come home from the Army, we'd go up to Shear's Field, the Dairy Field, they called it.
Yeah.
You know. So when he trained the All-Ireland, 40-16, myself and Lady O'Reill, well, there was more as well. They would take turns kicking the football, two footballs. We'd cut up two footballs, he had them. If he really beat one side, I'd beat the other side, and we'd kick him across. And he'd run, and he'd feel them and all. That's the way he was.
And Jack Falvey grew up here in Blenheim. Well, tell us about his early footballing days then. Who did he play with?
Well, he played with Blenheim first.
Yeah.
But when he finished with Blenheim, then he came to Sun Road in 39.
Yeah.
Who brought him into Sun Road, I don't know. He brought me into Stone Road himself.
Yeah.
Because when he was training with Stone Road inside the Green School, I used to go in the evening with him. And he, every evening, we'd go in the evening, training, of course, at the Green School. And I happened to be Pop Fisher, the last in wrestling. Came over to me. We were just the same class going to school. And he came over and said, he sent you to play with Stone Road.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he played after the playing with Stone Road.
And come here, Sean. How good a footballer was he? Describe him to us.
Outstanding, I suppose.
Where was his best position?
Centre field, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know. So very hard to beat. I'm sure Mick Finucane quit a while about him when he saw him playing. They played against one another, you know.
Yeah. How important is it now to remember him? He's
It's very important because he was forgotten about.
Yeah.
And I suppose, being away from England, being away from Blenheim, or being away from Kerry, like, you're really forgotten. Because I remember Paddy Kennedy saying, when he from Nicol Connell, he was forgotten as well.
Right,
they were comparing Nicol Connell with Paddy Kennedy. I had to go into television to say this.
And when you said Jack was away from Kerry, where was he? Tell us about him.
In Tullis, and he was in England.
What did he work at?
He was in the Army, yeah. As you know. He was in the builders, the building here.
Yeah.
But he came home then. He was about 1958 or 9. And Gaffney gave him, he stayed above with Gaffney Duggan.
Yeah.
And he happened to come down one day from downtown, and I was working above alongside the courthouse, and I came down to go into McCown's for nails, and I met Jack, and he had no job at the time, and he came over talking to me, and so I said to him, are you working at all? And he said, no. And I said, will you come up here with me? And I went up to Mick Grady, was his name. I was working for Mick. And I asked him, would he take on Jack? He took him on straight away.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how long he stayed because I was shifted to Charleville then until Brewery working.
Yeah. Sean, the great games, in your opinion, what was his what were his best games?
Oh, I suppose 45 against the Rangers. One to Mick.
Yeah.
One of many.
Yeah.
I said the one I remember more best about him.
Yeah.
Well, he was a topper.
And where did he play in 46 then?
In there, with the Kerry team, yeah. Wing forward.
Wing forward, yeah.
Yes,
Sean, you have a great memory. Monty Falvey, Monty, you're the man that organised this get together of all these great men to talk about Jack Falvey. What relation was he to you?
He was my first cousin, actually.
Yeah.
But I suppose we see the problem with this. There was 12 or 13 in my father's family.
Yeah.
And his father would have been the eldest of that, and I would have been my father would have been the younger member of that family.
Yeah,
you know, so that would sort of explain the age gap that was there. Like, he was born in 1918 and I was born in 1935.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I have to admit, I only met the man once, and that was when his father died. Yeah. And I had the privilege, of course, of listening to the 46 All-Ireland.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
And there was only one radio in our locality at that time. And there was about, I suppose, 30 people inside in a small house listening to that.
Yeah.
And it was like convent rules. No one said a word.
What's the tradition of Jack Falvey? When you meet people now, has he a tradition in Kerry football, or has he been forgotten about?
Well, you see, no, even though that his name is Falvey, his mother was a sister of Dan Dean Moriarty from Corraheen. And they had a great tradition of football. Now, the Sayerses would also be a part of that organisation as well. Their mother was also a sister of Dan Dean Moriarty's. And, you know, I suppose, coming down the line to now, Paul Gallivan's mother would be a great-granddaughter of Dan Dean Moriarty's as well. So I would be of the opinion, even though claiming his name, I think he would have brought football from that side. Now, we would be more or less of the command crowd, if you understand my language. The command crowd. We would have come from a hurling area where we never played football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't allowed played football in our district, in Crott, where I grew up.
Yeah. Mick Finucane, one of the renowned footballers from the 40s. Mick, what do you know about Jack Falvey? What do you remember about him? And talk to us about what type of footballer he was.
Well, the only reason that I'm renowned is that I was playing in the Polo Grounds in America. And I couldn't live that down since, like, and I'm delighted that I was there. And Jack Falvey would have been better known if he had gone to America. By all accounts, he could have gone to America, but for some reason he didn't go.
Do we know why?
No, I don't anyway.
Yeah.
And for that reason, you see, and for the fact that he was in the army and he was away in England and he was in different places, he wasn't as well known as he might be, you see, if he had been living here and playing constantly here, you see. Although he played in the county championship and won a county championship medal, like, back in when,
49.
39. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez, yeah. He was born. When was that? You said he was born.
1918.
I was born in 1922, so yeah. I was a bit younger than him, I suppose. By Jesus, there's very few people younger than me. You know,
what type of a footballer was he? What do you remember about him?
He was about 5'10" in height, and he was strongly built, and he was a good fielder of the football, because otherwise he wouldn't be at midfield. And he played for Kerry in 1946 at a half-back position. I was hoping to get in myself that same day, but I had been injured earlier. And the Kerry Juniors, we were playing the Kerry Junior final up in Carrigan Shannon. But I was hoping to get in if Jack was injured. I was thinking I might get a chance to play, but I didn't play in that 46 game. Yeah. But Jack played well.
Yeah.
I think he got injured towards the finish.
Micheál Kearns, you wanted to come in there?
No, I knew very little about Jack Falvey, only that he did play with Kearns O'Reilly's, and then I heard that he was a beautiful footballer.
Yeah.
He was before my time, all right. He played in the great Kearns O'Reilly's team that won the county championship in 1939. On that team, you had Paddy Kennedy and Charlie Sullivan. You had all the Raymonds playing on it. And Jack played a great part in the winning of that championship.
Is he spoken of much in Kearns O'Reilly's? I don't hear his name mentioned, Micheál.
No, he is not. And that's the unfortunate thing. So this is why I am grateful to Monty that the likes of Jack Falvey and these old Kerry footballers, that they should be brought, that attention should be brought to the great deeds and the great games that they did play with Kerry. So I am grateful just to say those few words, and to Manny and to you as well for having us along.
Lovely, Micheál. Brendan Murphy's there. Brendan, your memories of Jack, and what do you know about him?
Well, my first insight to Jack Falvey was in 1939 when I went in to see the county final in Tralee. My father took me in the bar of the bike, and that was the first time I seen Jack. The next time was in 1946 when he played in the All-Ireland final. Now, after that, I don't know what happened, but my next move with him was when he came to England. Jack came over to England, and I met him at the station, and I moved his luggage to the house.
Where was this in England now, Brent?
This was, did you ever hear of Accrington, between Accrington Stanley? Exactly, Accrington Stanley. And we took his luggage to the house, and after that then, I got Jack a job where I worked, and he stayed there for a couple of years.
What year was this again now, Brent?
I would say
roughly
about, might be 59.
Right, yeah.
Possibly 59, maybe 60.
Okay, fair enough.
So he worked there for about 2 to 3 years, and then I think he came back to Ireland again.
Yeah.
Well, we had a team in Lancashire that time, and Jack coached us.
Yeah.
And for 3 years before that, we had tried to win it and failed. But Jack coached us and we won it.
Yeah.
And the team we beat that day was Moss Connell. You might have heard him, this player of the Kerry. Moss was playing with St. Brendan's, Father Moss. And we were on the Roger Capons of Blackburn. But Jack coached us.
Was there many more Kerry men on that team, Brendan?
There was...
For the record?
Well, there wasn't many Kerry men on it. No, yeah. There were from good few from Cavan, from Mayo, Kildare, every county. There wasn't many Kerry men on it.
Now, did he talk to you about his career? And had he any regrets, or did he talk about winning medals?
He spoke about sometimes not getting a fair crack of the whip.
Yeah.
He did say that. But as a footballer, he went down with us, down training with us, and you could see the class coming out.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't play, he was past that, but you could see the class coming out in Jack Falvey.
And what kind of a trainer was he? What would he instill into you?
Oh, what you had to know about football, Jack told you everything.
Yeah.
Brent, how long were you in England yourself? Tell us, when did you immigrate?
I went to England in 55, and I returned in 83.
Yeah.
So I was 28 years there.
Well,
and was football a big part of your life in England?
It was. I played with, as I said, with Roger Casements. I played with St. Brendan's, Alfred, before I went to senior minor, before I went.
Yeah.
And then I played with Roger Casements in Lancashire, and we won that in 61.
Where are you from yourself?
I'm from Phoenix.
Yeah.
And now, did you meet Jack after later years? Tell us about your association with him.
Well, as I say, I got him a job where I worked, and he worked there for about 3 years. And then, being the next player, he got two complimentary tickets, for the final.
Of course,
and we came across to the 1968 final, carrying down, crossed by rail and sea, and, of course, they lost the match. But we had a good day, and we met John Joe Sheehy and all the people from home in Barry's Hotel.
Yeah.
We had a good day, and we're going back that evening. He says to me, "It's down to 3, we should be going." So with my memories of Jack were great. And he's come to our house, and his wife, Mary from Tipperary, a lovely person, and they were a lovely family.
Yeah.
Now, the school I went to over, them children, the school teacher told me they were excellently bright children.
Yeah.
Very, very bright.
Yeah.
Now, Jack stayed about 3 years, and then I think he come back to Tipperary.
Did he immigrate with his wife and family?
Well, he was in London first, you see.
Oh,
so I don't know about that part of it. And he went back from London to Strand Road. And he stayed there for so long, how long I don't know. And then he come back to England. And the woman that got him the house over, she said to me, "Will you collect his luggage at the station?" And I went down and collected his stuff and took it to the house. And from that on, we were perfect.
Brendan, how should he be remembered, or how isn't he remembered, on both instances?
It's a shame, really, because Jack was what I'd seen of him. Like, I only seen him, as I said, in the county final in 39. And but I seen him in England, but you could see class. You could see something in the Mick O'Connell mould in him. He'd real, he had it all, had a Jack Valley, what I seen of him anyway.
Brenda, lovely story. Now I'm turning to Johnny Foley. Johnny Foley of the 1953 All-Ireland winning team, the goalkeeper, an old friend of mine, I'm delighted to say, and a Cairns O'Rahy's man. John, it is lovely to talk to you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Ishii.
You played with Jack and you saw him play. And to talk to me about Jack Falvey, everything you know about him.
Well, it was against your own club, the Legion. Yeah. One day, it was 1949, and the Legion were littered with the lines, like, as you know, well know. But he beat the Legion himself. We won over in Killarney. Jack Falvey beat the Legion himself.
How did he come playing with Cairns O'Rahillies?
Well, I don't know that, because John Cassan wasn't there at the time, and if there was any good footballers around, John Cassan got him.
Yeah.
But before Cairns O'Rahillies, maybe there was a John Cassan there at that time too, you know.
Yes, yeah.
That they would bring him in. I remember him. He was excellent that day, and he played before I got on this road team. I saw him play against the Crokes, and I saw him play against the Shannon Rangers, and he was excellent.
What type of a footballer was he, Johnny? How would you describe him?
I was delighted there that Monty mentioned while ago that he was in the Mick O'Connell mould. He was a footballer. If he struck it on the day, God, a man wouldn't beat him.
When did you meet him last, or what are your memories of your final days with him?
There was no work, and I saw Jack Falvey out in the slab outside the bay there.
Yeah.
And he had a big pair of, they were probably military boots, because as you know, he was in the army, and he used to be tapping a golf ball up into his hand with military boots.
Yeah.
I also can tell you that when he was in the army, to be about 43, with Limerick, Gaffney Duggan told me, God rest his soul now, that Dan O'Keefe had a chat with Jack Falvey at half time to slow up. And the centre field for Kerry the same day was Sean Brosnan and Paddy Kennedy.
You tell a great story about 1947 when the Polo Grounds final was being played in America. There was another big final being played in Tralee, Johnny, wasn't there?
There was. The 47, Jack didn't play any football with Strand Road.
Do we know why he didn't play in 47?
I don't know what Jack's reasons were.
Yeah.
But we didn't have him at all in 47. And I was a Kerry minor, and we were playing juniors, Tralee Junior League.
Yeah.
And we were definitely set in winning it. And we met a team called Clash. It would be 50-50 Mitchells now, like. Mm. And when the final in the Polo Grounds was on, we were playing in the Tralee Junior League final, and centre field was Jack Falvey and the junior team. Yeah. A year after, he won in All Ireland.
With John Dowling.
With John Dowling.
Jack Falvey and John Dowling. Great. So you have a great memory, John.
And I was in goals, and Paddy Bryan of the 1939 Cairns O'Rahillies team was fullback. So there was a quite a lot of us around.
There was indeed.
And I'm the only survivor of that team now, with the exception of Herbert Cockey.
Lovely stuff. Jerry Savage, of course, a well-known personality and great follower of the Kerry team. Jerry, Jack Falvey, to you, what did he mean? What are your memories of him?
Well, I grew up in that era, as the man says, and Jack Falvey, I suppose, didn't get the recognition he deserved at that stage.
Why did you say that, Jerry?
Well, he's very little spoken of, and then, of course, the time of the press weren't as plentiful with the news,
yeah,
as they are now.
Yeah.
and football was only, you know, treated second class by some of them. But anyway, in 39, of course, he won his first county championship medal, and he played left half-back. And across the field, he played right half-back and across the field, which we'll always remember as 39, was the great Charlie Kearns. And Charlie and Jackie won their championship medal that time.
There
were the Rallies that time.
Yeah.
But 4 or 5 years after, they became the Kearns O'Rallies, because Charlie was executed in 44.
So he played with Charlie Kearns?
He played with Charlie Kearns. And he had the same ideas as Charlie Kearns, because he came from a nationalist family from out in Gardnagore.
Right.
I think Monty's people kept Trotter.
Yeah.
And Jack played in 46 against Clare in the Munster Championship.
Yeah.
And we were, after beating Cork and Killarney, they were our Ireland champions in 46. And we beat Clare, and then we met Waterford in Tralee in the Munster final, funny enough. And Jack was on that. He played right half forward. And the funny thing about that Munster final, there were two Billy Macmen playing, one on each side.
Yeah. Yes.
Tom McKelligott was being tried as a new fullback, because Joe Cahan was after giving 10 years, and they were saying, would Joe make it, you know, which he did anyway after. And Jim Bailey was playing with Waterford.
Yeah.
Jim Bailey was a guard in Waterford, and he fell in with Waterford. Jim Bailey also won a county championship in 1937 with the Mitchells.
Yeah.
But I'll always remember that match, Jack Falvey and the two Billy Macmen. And I was young, I suppose, at the time. But he went on then, and he didn't make it. They met Antrim, and he didn't make it in the semi-final.
Right.
But then it was the year, as we had last year, of the terrible weather, and the All-Ireland had been postponed over saving the Cordon that time. The Cordon was important, because ration was on in the bread and food business, and you had to grow wheat and sell it or send it off to ranks and so forth. But anyway, they met Antrim in the semi-final, and then they met Roscommon in the final, and Jack was only on the panel against the great Roscommon team, which Giga and Lortimer and both and Paddy Burke, they got two goals in the last 5 minutes. But it was a draw, and again the postponement, it suited Kerry, because the great Bill Casey and Harry O'Neill from Antrim were put off for boxing match, they said that time, you know. But they got a month or something each, and they wouldn't be eligible to play, or Bill Casey wouldn't be eligible to play against Roscommon in the final, were it not for the All-Ireland being postponed over the weather, and there to save the crops. But when the weather got good and the match was refixed, Bill Casey played in the All-Ireland final, which he wouldn't have done anything for the state of the city. But Jack Falvey came on for the replay. Brodie O'Donnell and Frank O'Keefe came. Brodie was taken off and Jack was put on in the start of the match. And at the same time, Mick's friend, Gus Cremins, was dropped. He was the captain.
Yeah.
And Paddy Kennedy got the captainship. And Jack Falvey got his place in the Kerry team. But he was replaced in the second half by the great Gus Cremins, who came on and kicked the point that everybody speaks about yet.
Yeah.
And Kerry won by 2-7 to 10 points.
Sure, you saw every Kerry footballer since then, right up until today. How would you rate Jack Falvey? Talk to me about his style.
He was a sound, solid footballer. Spectacular in his own right. Done his own thing.
Yeah.
And done it quietly and peacefully, as the man said. And he wasn't a glamour boy of the team at all.
Yeah.
You know, we had great men in the Kerry team at that stage. He would play with Kennedy in centre field, and anybody that was up able to play with Kennedy around the centre field was a good footballer.
Yeah, when did you meet him last, Jerry? What are your final memories of him?
Because I went to England, and Jack was in England too, but he was up in Lancashire and I was down in London. And the 53 All-Ireland we came back to, and Johnny here alongside me was in the goals, you know. And I must say something, I couldn't get on last night to pay a tribute to Mick Murphy. After the 53 All-Ireland, They all arrived in the Shakespeare. We were after coming from England, just back for the match. And we celebrated inside in the Shakespeare with the Vaughan, Ned Roach, John Cronin, and Mick Murphy. And one of the lads that we came in the boat from England did brought the accordion with him. And we played the accordion out in the streets, and Mick and myself were dancing out in the streets. And we were back to England happy. God have mercy on Tiger Lane. He played a great part in that too.
How important, Jerry, is it to remember the people like Jack?
And I'll say it again. He didn't get the attention that he deserved.
And Mick Murphy also.
Now, I don't know. I'm going to stop for a minute now, and then we're going to... Now, Sean O'Donnell, we're talking, of course, all the time about Jack Falvey, but come here, you played with him. You played in six county finals yourself. Tell me about your own career.
Yeah. I won three championships with Sunrod.
Yeah?
Only for Jack. I wouldn't have won, Aidan.
Yeah?
No, that's all.
Why did you say that, only for Jack?
I came in training to the Green School with him every evening.
Yeah.
And I popped his shoulder last and nothing asked me to know where they'd play with Sunrod then. That's why I played with Sunrod. And I knew all the ball beefers. Terrible with us at the time, because of going to the ground to the Green School. I had Ross Sullivan and all the Alden for this. Don't know.
And what position are you still playing?
I'd play right half back and wing back and corner back.
Yeah. Who was the best man you ever marked?
When I spot, I could say Paddy Sheehy, I suppose.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And Seamus Murphy.
Yeah.
Every time we played Dingle in Dingle, I happened to be in Mark and Seamus Murphy, whoever that was, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he was a centre field man for Kerry, which we always played. Yeah, it was Mark Seamus. Yeah. I know how that was.
Yeah. Come here. Sean, Jack Falvey getting back at him. When did he join the army and how long was he in it?
About 42, about five years. That was the ceremony, they all did.
Yeah.
And men would join the army that time, so about 45 they came out in, which is a bit of a. Bit of money.
Yeah. And do we know after he coming out then of the army, what did he do?
He was in the building.
Yeah.
All the building work like he did, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Brendan Murphy, of course, as he said originally, worked in England for a long time and I suppose you could say he looked after Jack. Brendan, he worked in London for a while before you met him.
He did.
Yeah.
And he came back to Ireland then.
Yeah.
And then he moved back to Lancashire, where I was.
Yeah.
We were about 20 miles from Manchester.
Yeah.
And Jack came in where I worked. I asked for a job for him, and he was a checker. That's what he was doing there.
Yeah.
Checking the stuff for him and down to the other departments. So I would have to say about Jack that everything I could say is good about the man.
Yeah.
That's all I could say about him. And as I said, he was offered a trial with Hull City.
Did he play a lot of soccer in England, so that he was offered a trial?
Well, he was in around the whole area for a while.
Yeah.
And he was offered a trial there with them.
Yeah.
But he didn't go through with it.
Yeah.
Now, Jack was a very nice person, but he had sometimes he had kind of, you know, he changed his mind very quick.
A bit eccentric.
Exactly,
as the word.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You know, he was that kind. But as a family man, he was sober.
What do we know about his family? Who did he marry? How many had he?
He married Mary. I don't know her maiden name.
Yeah.
But he had two boys and two girls.
Yeah.
And the school teacher where they went to school, he told me that they were very, very bright children.
Yeah.
Very, very bright children. And as I say, myself and Jack, we came across to the All-Irelands together, you know. We went to all the soccer matches, to Old Trafford and everywhere together. Yeah. And I had great memories of him in the short few years.
Lovely, there, great memories. Mick, you wanted to say something there?
Well, as I say, I had great admiration for Jack because he was such a lovely cut of a man. You know, he was in the street clothes, you know. He was, as I said, 5'10", and he was nicely built.
Yeah.
But as a player, he to play with Paddy Kennedy at midfield, now you'd want to be a fair player, like, so that he wasn't maybe as a classical player as Paddy Kennedy, but in other ways he was a better player for his team because of the fact that he could play a higher low in the ground or in the air, you see.
Monty, getting back to you there now, he died a very young man, didn't he?
That's right, yes, we should. Yeah.
He was only 54.
Apparently, what I gather from meeting the family in the past number of years, that he had some accident in some site in England, caught between a wall and a truck. Now, I'm not too sure. That's what I'm led to believe. And it affected his respiratory problems. Yeah. And, I presume after a period of time then, that got progressively worse. And they were all at work one day, the wife was working, and they were all at work, and when they came home, they found him dead.
Yeah. Which was sad. Where is he buried?
He's buried in Tipperary.
Yeah.
He's buried in Tipperary, yeah. And I have his headstone there, and where he was buried.
And the piece in the paper when he died, the tribute to him, said, Mr. Jack Falvey, who died in Torless last week. This was June the 17th, 1972. Mr. Jack Falvey, who died in Torless last week, was a former Kerry and Munster footballer, a native of Blenheble. He won county championship honours with Stranraer in 1939 and went on to capture his All-Ireland medal in 1946. The 1946 All-Ireland final went to replay, and Kerry triumphed over Roscommon by 2-8 to 10 points. Falvey played at right half-forward. In 1941, he was a member of the victorious Munster Railway Cup team. He also had the distinction of having won 2 All-Army championships with the 15th Battalion, playing on the same team as Eamon Young and Simon Dignan. He was also a useful hurler and won a Limerick Junior Hurling Championship medal with a Hayne. He was aged 53. Brendan, did he ever speak about his hurling, by the way?
No, he never mentioned the hurling to me.
Yeah.
No, he never mentioned the hurling, but he did mention about the Army, yeah, and the games, and he mentioned about Eamon Young and, yeah, Simon Dignan. Yeah. He definitely mentioned them.
Did he enjoy his time in the Army?
He didn't mention much about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he didn't mention much about the Army to me, but I would say he was a fanatic for sport. Yeah. Any sport, be it soccer, rugby, Gaelic, whatever you like to mention.
Yeah.
Anything.
Did he get home to Kerry often when he was in England?
Well, I don't know if when he was in London, but as I said, we came across the All-Irelands while, yeah, he was in England with me,
yeah,
in 69, you know. Yeah. But he was... I missed him when he came home because I used to have a great seat in Croke Park, yeah, with him.
With his 2 tickets.
With the 2 tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
We were with the VIPs.
Yeah.
Whereas when I came across in 70, Jack must have been home then because I had to go with the other crowd, yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't have as good a view as a good...
Yeah.
But I did miss Jack that way.
Mont, did you want to say something there?
I think, as far as I know, he took up golf as well when he was in England.
Yeah.
Brendan, I presume, would be able to tell him more. He has a lot of trophies.
I forgot that. He was an excellent golfer.
Yeah.
And all down in Blackburn, which was the Whitbread Trophy, they told me down there that he was outstanding. He was a beautiful golfer.
An
all-rounder. He was an all-round sportsman.
Yeah. The big debatable point, of course, as we're trying to come to the conclusion, is that he didn't play with Kerry in the Polo Guns in 47, and like Mick Finucan said there, he should have been there. Jerry Savage, it would appear that maybe, and like Brendan Murphy has said originally, that he was a bit upset about maybe he was dropped for the final in 46, as you said. Do you think that might have upset him?
It might have, because, you know, he deserved to be on the team,
yeah,
but he got on the replay,
yeah,
and then about halfway into the second half, they allowed Gus Crimmins go on, who was the captain actually of the team,
yeah,
and he,
yeah,
scored their winning point, you know,
yeah, yeah.
And Jack came off, and he replaced Roddy O'Donnell.
Yeah. Johnny, you wanted to say something there?
He didn't play, as I said, with Stranraer in 47, and he possibly had a chip in his shoulder over treatment he received in 46.
Yeah.
And to remind you of another case when Jess Murphy was dropped.
Yeah.
He has a chip in his shoulder, as you know, too.
And of course, Paddy Sheehy was dropped.
He, yeah, was. Paddy never had a chip, yeah, in his shoulder.
Yeah. Mick Finucane, of course, there was a lot of controversy about the 46 team, of course. I mean, there was 3 or 4 different captains,
yeah,
that year, and,
yeah,
there was a lot of fellas dropped and fellas blaming everybody else. So that left... The 46 team seemed to have caused a lot of controversy.
Well, you see, there was Eddie Dowling had played with the team all along, we'll say, in the Munster Championship and up along. He broke his leg in training. He was above sitting in the sidelines, and he never got a medal out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, well, of course, I'll mention myself. I was in the panel all the year, and I was playing with the juniors. I got injured with the juniors, but the man that got a medal in Jeremy wasn't even in the subs list that day. And that's another strange one.
Yeah.
I have the programme over.
Yeah.
Does that still hold bad memories for you? Would you have a grudge with the?
Well, I mean, everyone would like to get an All-Ireland medal, and they're getting 30 now, you see, and it is a bit of a disappointment. That's all I can say, you know. Yeah. Well, I got a letter from Mihal O'Rourke, who was the secretary of the county board at the time, saying that I lost an All-Ireland medal in the toss with Pinny. With a certain man that I won't mention his name, he's dead now, lot of mercy to him, and it makes no difference. But it was only a couple of years ago, I got the programme down from Dublin from a fellow sent it down to me, and that man wasn't even in the subs list that day.
So, Monty, what we're discussing here and getting back to Jack, it would appear that he was hurt after 46 and then he missed out in 47. Yeah. Now, why were you so anxious to have him remembered? We two of us have been corresponding and talking about this.
Well, I presume, I have a firm belief that not alone Jack, but several other great Kerry footballers, haven't been remembered. And I think there's a sad reflection on clubs and on the GAA that these people are not, I won't say put on pedestals, but like they should be honoured in some way or another. And you know, I suppose in reality, there is so much credit due to you. Because only for you and your programme with Terrace Talk and all these things, any of these things would never come to light. You know, that's my belief, you know. We can't thank you enough, you know. And hopefully that you'll do a lot more of these programmes with people now that they have listened to this one, that they will come forward and make their views known.
Lovely. Well done. Sean, final word from you, my friend.
I suppose I'm glad to be here, and with all two great career footballers,
yeah.
Johnny Foley, Nick and Jolly Savage and Brendan. And I thank Monty for bringing the interest as well. And I can also mention Dennis Foley, GC, and we owe him.
Yeah.
He's the man that got me into this at all. Monty got in contact with him,
yeah.
And he came down to me, and that's why I'm here. Thanks to GC.
Lovely. Jerry, final word from you.
It was nice to be here with the lads, and it was nice to remember Jack Falvey, because he was forgotten. Lovely. The same as Phil Sullivan was, and you resurrected Phil Sullivan. Phil Sullivan taught in my parish, and he was the captain of the team in 1925. So,
Johnny, final word for you.
I'm still above ground. final word is I'm just delighted to be remembered, and more than delighted to remember Jack Falvey.
Lovely. Nick, final word.
Well, all I can say is that I'm delighted that we got together here today to remember Jack Falvey, a man who did great for Kerry football, and had been literally forgotten. And I'd like to mention that I'm sorry to hear that, what was his name, that died there recently, Mick Murphy died, because he had been a great friend of mine over the years, and I never knew. I missed his funeral anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for that.
Brendan, final word for you, my friend?
My final word is I'm delighted to be here and to enjoy the company of all these people. Yeah. That's all I would say.
Well, not alone are all of you delighted to be here, but it's been a great honour and a privilege for me to be here with you and to be talking to you and to recall and recollect, because you're the grassroots, and you're the association in Kerry, and you're the association, the G, and I was delighted and honoured to be here. And Monty, I want to thank you for organising this get together, and I think remembering a man who richly deserved to be remembered.
Thank you, Wishy. Thank you.
I'd like to say that in conjunction with Monty, the tribute he gave to you, because you've kept the football people on the front of the radio all the time.